So I'm continuing the study that we did here this week, I think. Kol sfira praticha b'chol olam v'olam, kolam yud sfirot pritei pratiyot. Every sfira that exists in different levels is built from many division in the sfirot. Zehu chok nifla, this is a wonderful thing. Ba'olamot al-yulim, v'shal kol sfira sh'anu bochim la'avchin ota, anu mitzim ba'es sfirot. Whatever you do, whatever you divide at the sfirot, you're always going to find 10 sefirot within each sfira. So it doesn't matter how many sefirot there is always 10. שלוקחים שוב ספירה אחת, מותם ספירות פרטיות, אנו מבחינים גם כן 10 ספירות שהן פרטי פרטיות דרך הספירה הראשונה. וכן אם לוקחים ספירה אחת הספירות, פרטי פרטיות עד אין קץ. Meaning, in Kabbalah, if you take let's a keter, and you take chokhmah of keter, chokhmah of keter has 10 ספירות within chokhmah of keter. Bina of keter also has 10 ספירות. What about bina of keter also have 10 ספירות? What about bina of chokhmah of keter also have 10? So how many ספירות you have? Endless. Very good. כל אור העובר את המדרגות מהשיר שרשום כל מדרגה ומדרגה שעבר דקה, I think I shared it already this week. Every light that go through that ספירה has to leave impression in that ספירה. Has to leave impression in that ספירה. And what does that mean? It means that it doesn't matter how low we are or how low we're going. You know, when you think about doing something good, you're drawing the light exactly from the ends of. Tremendous what Rav Ashlag is teaching us. שלא תהיה אותה בחינה רגלית בכל הנגרים ממנו עד אין סוף ברוך הוא. מטעם שאפילו הערה קטנה מאוד יצאת במדרגה יותר שפלה, אבל הוא מחייב לצאת מאין סוף ברוך הוא. Even if you think you are the lowest of the lowest of the lowest, but you decide to give charity, you decide to be nice, you decide not to take. Because unfortunately, a lot of people are spiritual. What is the spiritual? They meditate, they pray, they do wonderful things, but they're not givers. You gotta be a giver. If you're not a giver, giver is nothing to do with what you're doing in your spiritual life. Giver is what you're doing every day. It's not just, okay, let me reach to my wallet and give. That's one thing. If that's not working, King Solomon already said it's a disease. Person has to be charitable. Person has to be kind. Person has to be... Is everybody okay? I see some problem here. No problem. Maybe we can put it back so it doesn't bother. Oh, you start rolling it back?
Yes.
That's what you do. Okay, very good idea. After this, I want you to take this string, white string, and touch it, Rav Branwein. Because I don't want to make discrimination. I want both of them. Both of them are my masters. So I want to make sure they're there, and this won't be on me. So you keep me always wise. I need it. Really. Those of you who need it, don't be shy to ask. It will be a special one, okay? That will be like my thing. All right. Anyway, so it say that, and you can take a picture of you doing it. It's beautiful. I mean, nobody ever did it before. Nobody. You are the first one to do it.
Okay.
So whatever light that you draw, until you pray, whoop, from the end, so from the end, this light is coming down. ממדרגה ראשונה בסביבות ותהיה נדרת השנייה בית בידה השלישית עד בית על המדרגה האחרונה מקבלת אותה כדרך דבר גשמי עובר בכל מקום שכן זה לא ייתכן כלל ברוחניים. But normally, if it's in a physical level, whatever comes from the endless or going all the way here after it moved to 10,000 sefirot, let's say, it doesn't last in the other levels. It just goes to the other level and then end up in מלכות. Say Rav Ashlag, no. In spirituality, things are different. Whatever goes through the channel, stay there, and the same amount also continue. Mm-hmm. The brain cannot fully understand it because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that the light will go through the channel and still be the same light. How can that be?
It doesn't lose any light.
What?
It does not lose any light.
It doesn't lose anything. Mm-hmm. Anything. And still, every time that you do good, the end soul is with you. It is tremendous. So those of us who think, oh, the end soul happened 6,000 years ago, no, it's happening every day. We are now here, our soul decide to come this morning. We are here this morning, we decide to come, this ends off directing us. Mm-hmm. I decide today to come and said that maybe I should show them other places, maybe not. I said, you know, we can do it in a small group, you know, not under people, it's okay to go Kokovsky a little bit, what's really going on out there. Why not? You know, that's also the ends off, you know? So the ends off, whatever you want to share, whatever you want to do good, the ends off right away is influenced through you. So when a person, let's say, today did good thing. Normally when you do a good thing, you're looking for reward. That's wrong. Why is it wrong? Not because of manners. Doing the good things happen to you, because it was the gift. Mm-hmm. That was actually the gift God wanted to give you. So if you decide to give $5,000 charity, it's because the light told you to do it, mm-hmm. not you came up with the idea to do it. So say, thank you, the light, for letting me do it. We, light, I give $5,000, what's going on? What about my children, marriage, and something? Going back to receiving again, you lost it. Instead of it to say, you chose me to give? Why me? Thank you. Why me? We chose to be in Rosh Chodesh Kislev here in Rav Ashlag. Why me? Everybody like me? Me? Here? What am I supposed to do with it? Where do I share it? It's very important to understand. So it say, עד ביתה למדרגה האחרונה מקבלת אותה כדרך דבר גשמי ולא כל מקום שהרי זה לא ייתכן כלל ברוחנים שאין נהדר והחילוף נוהג בהם כלל אלא באחר שכל הערה עובר דרך איזו מדרגה אפילו שהיא רק העברה עם כל זה כבר קנתה מקומה שם בעניין ביתה ותקה למדרגה לשחרה אינה גורעת משום זה כלל מהאור שהשאירה וקנה מקומו So the light never disappeared, never diminished It's always the same amount of light By the way, the religious guy that you saw here going around It was the neighbor of Ramban, right? That's what, of his son, of the son. I said, that you cannot be the neighbor of Ramban, but maybe the son. Say you, right? So, okay. It's funny. So it's like a candle. When you light a candle from one candle to another, the first candle is not missing anything. So that's the candle. You light a billion candle from one candle, right? Mm-hmm. And you share it. What happens to the first candle? The same. We have to look at sharing like this in our life. When we share, we can look like, something, I lost something. Share, you now have two. The one you gave, and the one that you received, that you already have.
That's right.
That's why if you lose Chadash Shalom money, you have to always remember, your chance, the amount of money you lose, is exactly double the money you're gonna make. So if you lose $2,000, let's say you have, your whole amount was $2,000, you have four now. You have the $2,000 that you lose, and the $2,000 desire to make. So now you have four. Mm-hmm. So you always have to make exactly the double the amount of what you lost. That's how you know how much money can you make. Doable. That's a doable thing. But it's a person, let's say lost 2 million, now he can make 4 million. And it's a shocking thing for people in business when I coach them that, they look at me like, what are you talking about? I'm minus 2 million. I said, now we can make 4. Because minus 2 million is to go to zero of what you had before, so you already have a vessel for it. And above that is the desire of the 2 million. One of it is fulfillment, one of it is the desire. The desire is from the zero up. The fulfillment is from minus to zero. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but hopefully you did. Hopefully you did. It's a very powerful concept. I hope you get it. So everything lost is a vessel. When you lose, it's meaning building a vessel. When you're building a vessel, that's exactly the amount you can make. You cannot make more than what you lose. You have, unfortunately, to lose. The Talmud said, and Rav Ashlag mentioned it many, many times, "En dome lemi shepatol besalo lemi shepatolo besalo." Rav Ashlag said, it's big difference for a person who has a bread in his basket and somebody who doesn't have bread in his basket. Meaning when you go to grocery, and you, on the way to the grocery, you have empty basket. On the way out of the grocery, you have, how much desire do you have on the way back from the grocery? Very small, almost nothing. Because you fulfill already your bread. So Rav Ashlag call it pato besalo, meaning the bread, he take it from the Talmud. The bread in your bag. So you always have to look, when you go into Chas v'Shalom pain in the body, or pain in the relationship, or pain in the money, or some type of pain, you gotta look at it, okay, I'm building a vessel, I don't know yet for what, I need help, I really need help. Rav Ashlag, those of you who don't know about him, maybe I should stop and explain. Rav Ashlag was very tough, You know, I have all those letters, I'm reading all the letters that he sent to all the students, very tough. Tough like you cannot even imagine, okay? Tough in a level that, that he couldn't stay in lies. So his first step of spirituality was to work on not being a liar. And for him, everything is a lie. Even moving the finger in the wrong way is a lie. So that's how he starts spirituality at age 18. And that's why he had the merit to meet his teacher who teach him Kabbalah. And after that, he mostly been in Jerusalem and London. Then from Jerusalem, moved to where I grew up in Bnei Brak, to another city. And that's where he passed away. They brought him to be buried here. And Ramban Dwayne, he has many students, all of them are buried around. His son, the one who continued the Sulam, is buried here, okay? Also very respectful Kabbalist, Rabbi Baruch Ashlag. Most of Israel follow Rabbi Baruch Ashlag. And the one who does the Rashi and Kabbalah, those of you know the Rashi, Kabbalah Leisman, who was the student of the Rav, then he moved to Rabbi Baruch Ashlag, and then he left Rabbi Baruch Ashlag after he died and created his own organization. So doesn't matter where it go, how it go, who is right, who is wrong. The bottom line from here, it's a source, it's a river of all wisdom come out. Without Rav Ashlag, the wisdom of Kabbalah, the way we know it, will not happen. So you're in a spring of source of Keter, of all that wisdom to come out. So whatever you know as Kabbalah, whatever you is right is wrong. My teacher is right. The teacher is wrong. Doesn't matter now. That's already politics. What's important is the wisdom. You carry that wisdom. That's why I tell people, you know, you want to really know Kabbalah, if you really study with me for a while, always go on my site and study Talmud Examination and Tikkun HaZohar. You study that both things, and now we have the white string, will be easier. You study that two things, you're already gonna find your way. Let me continue. Now that was page 9. Did you finish with the string or not?
We
were
on it, but we got whenever you're okay. Ready,
we'll do. So maybe
Continue.
10 more minutes. If you do it fast, 10 more minutes. And maybe a light candle in the meantime, but where are the lights going to be? Behind me?
Yeah, behind me.
Like so wait a little bit. Wait, we continue with the lecture. We have time.
We have time.
You know, we continue now. So it say, נמצא בכל תליבותו גם בשנייה, גם בשלישית, ועל הדבר הזה בעוברו כל המדרגות הקודמות לאותה המדרגה האחרונה, שהיא המקבלת האמיתית, דהיינו עד אותה המדרגה שבשבילה ירד האור באין סוף, ברוך הוא נקבע בכולם, וכל זה הוא משום שאין נדר נוהג ברוחני. וכל עוד שדרך פעם מבחינה רוחנית, שוב לא זז האור מאותה הבחינה לנצח, ואפילו משהו שבמשהו. So the light never moved, guys. The light never moved. It's always going to be there. My Be'er Tavin Etev Davar Itkalut Esar Surut Zom Zuh. And from here you understand the Itkalut, that everything included with everything. Human, animals, stone, trees, us, everything is included there, everything. Everything is one big cell, many cells that integrate together. And this is very important to understand how the Sefirot work. דיינו בעת עוברה דרך שם. אם כן, אי אפשר שיהיה נהדר משם לעולם. And the light never been missing, never diminished. And that's very, very important for us to understand.